perfect.
Does that work for you? Is that your go-to line to get the ladies?
Okay.
There's only one lady in my life, Jamin.
That's his right hand, Jill.
Jill.
So, how's your guys' week been?
Oh, you know, just fighting these Kansas allergens.
Same. Same.
Spring is in the air.
Just having allergies, watching thumb movies.
Yeah, we had our thumb marathon. Well, we watched
kind of
a few.
We're only able to get through two of them.
Great movies.
We still got, what do we have left? We got Frankenthumb left. We got Thumb. No, we watched Thumbtanic, so we're clear on that. That's good and gone.
Blair, which Blair Thumb?
We got the Blair Thumb. We got Frankenthumb. Bat Thumb.
God Thumb.
Oh, I forgot That's about it. God Thumb.
There's six of them.
I'm kind of upset with Microsoft, so my Xbox was broken or it wasn't reading games, so I sent it in, packaged it up all nicely back in the box that it came in with, and made sure the controller was there, the power, and the HDMI, everything's there, nice and snug, so it's like, okay, great, everything's there, it's the full Xbox system. They send me, I got it back today, and it was just the Xbox inside of a cardboard box.
What?
Being held in with like a piece of styrofoam. Literally like, okay, so my power, the Xbox box, and my controller and the HDMI, didn't get that back.
What?
Did you like call them?
Not yet. I'm like, is it even worth it? First, I'm plugging in and testing it because the letter they sent me is like, we did a factory reset. You should be all good to go. It's like, I did that three times. Did you really not test it? So yeah, if they just sent me the same broken console right back, then I'm doing a road trip to Texas and going to talk to a manager.
What did they
where'd
your controller and everything go?
I don't know. Some guy there, technician doing the fixings, probably like, idiot, he sent the controller and stuff too. Hey Steve, you need a controller? No, I already got four. Does everyone just keep sending back these broken consoles?
I bet you sent yours in and they just replaced it with another one that they already had.
That's where, yeah, just they're mixing up, so it's a different problem that I'll find in a month or two. Probably. That's where it's just these companies, they're too big for their own good, where they can't help anybody out anymore. That's what's kind of funny about Etsy. When you get on there and you order some piece of equipment that somebody made or something, like my brother used that to order some board game pieces, and they like hand make them and they send you messages back and forth. They're like, how are you doing? Oh, here's a picture of the process of like how it's coming so far. It looks great. And did you get it? I shipped it. And it's like, holy crap, is this what customer service is? What?
They are.
We've gone so far away from this. What happened?
They are pretty good, but I ordered the like koozies I gave you guys on there. I get like a message and he's like, we don't have the silver one, so it'll take a long time if you wait for that, but we have black in stock. And I was like, okay, that's fine. That would look better. And because I didn't even know they had black ones because that wasn't an option. And so I was like, okay, yeah, I'll do the black. And then they show up, silver.
Sweet.
I was like, okay.
Whatever.
You boys ready to start this bad boy?
Might as well. We'll see how this goes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Unsolved Dimension. I'm one of your hosts today, Adam, and alongside me is Isaiah.
Howdy, y'all.
And Jamin.
There's rats everywhere. We have to call someone to fix all this rat problem. We can't kill them. We can't smash them. My boots are covered in rat guts. Why are there rats all over the place, and how are we going to solve this problem? Isaiah, go.
Are you a fucking rat? Are you a rat?
I'm not a rat. You a rat?
There's too many rats around here.
Oh,
too many fucking rats.
I think I smell a rat. Boss? We're back to our Boston accents. Good work. We've come full circle.
He's a fucking rat. I tell you what. This guy, Adam, I know him. He's a fucking rat.
Okay, now you just went Irish.
He's a rat scallion if I've ever seen one.
You sounded like Conor McGregor.
Hey.
Fucking rat.
All right, Jamin, tell me about these rats.
All right, well, the year is 1284, and we find ourselves in the town of Hamelin, Germany, on the river Weser, right? Weser?
Weezer. It's a band.
Weezer. We're going to go with Weezer, and all of our German listeners are going to be pissed, but we relate more with Weezer. On the river of Weser in Lower Saxon, Germany, this town was buzzing with business. Ships would arrive every day full of wheat and corn, and people were thriving. Everything was perfect except for one thing. Rats overran the city. The wheat and corn mills were full of dirty rodents, and every shop, restaurant, and house had the critters running across the floors and in the walls. It's said that the streets had so many rats, you could barely have a conversation with each other due to all the noise from the creatures scurrying and squeaking about.
I'm just saying, it's this is kind of their fault. They shipped in wheat and corn, a lot of it.
Sounds like New York. New York has a ton of rats.
Oh my gosh, they've got those super rats down in the subways. You've seen those things? They're like cats. Maybe yeah, they just have a cat problem.
I heard they one of them even has some like turtles that he raised.
Was his name Splinter?
What if they learn like some kind of like martial arts or something? That'd be pretty crazy.
And they're like teenagers.
And they were like mutant.
Cowabunga.
And they were ninjas.
Are you writing this down? I should write this down.
You know, fun fact, Adam used to have a rat.
I did.
What was his name, Adam?
I don't remember. I was really young.
Remember. It was just embarrassing and you don't want to tell.
No, I really don't remember what his name was.
I bet it
was
Giggles.
No. It was a cool name.
Bartholomew.
No.
Maybe Scallion. Last name Scallion, first name Rat.
I'm surprised your parents were cool with you having a rat.
I got it from a friend. I think I traded him something for it.
Drugs. It's probably drugs.
Yeah, I gave him 10 Flintstone vitamins for it.
Nice. Hey, those are high quality now.
That's why I haven't got COVID yet.
I remember one time in school, we were doing a food drive, helping out and packing those lunch things. But then we had to stop because too many students were just eating the Flintstone vitamins we were supposed to put in it.
That's like when I was younger, I used to say I had a stomach ache all the time so I could eat Tums because I like the taste of them.
That is so weird.
Is that what happened to you?
Chalk.
Too many Tums.
They're tasty. Now they got the new ones or the smoothies.
Ooh.
You probably ate glue too, didn't you?
No, only the really expensive industrial kind.
Ugh. That just turns your bowel movements into like a liquid water slide, doesn't it, Tums?
It's like Gorilla Glue on steroids.
What?
Huh?
Are you talking about Tums, Jamin?
Oh.
I thought so. Maybe I don't Tums know what Tums do.
Tums don't do that to your bowel movements.
It bulks them up.
You don't just drop water bombs. It's not like a water balloon fight down there.
It literally has nothing to do with your poop.
Everything has to do with poop, Adam.
It's all calcium, right? It's got to help with poop.
No, it just calms your stomach. It's not a laxative or it's not a modium.
I don't know about that.
This conversation needs a laxative because I want it to pass.
Yeah, okay. Moving on.
So, the people tried traps, poisons, and fire, but nothing put a dent in the number of rats running around the city. The mayor was at his wit's end and put out a 1,000-pound reward to anyone who could exterminate the rodents. Soon after the reward was posted, a strange man entered the town from the mountains. He was wearing pied pants and a colorful top to match. Truly a strange sight. The man pulled a wooden pipe from his pocket and began to play a melody full of high-pitched notes and whistles. The locals thought he was insane, but then thousands, if not millions, of rats emerged from every house, field, gutter, and alley and started to follow the man down the main street. The man played and the rats followed. The piper got into a boat and rowed deep into the river. The rats followed and surrounded his boat. After a while, the tide went down and all the rats sunk into the mud and died. The town was now free of rats, and it was all thanks to this one strange man. The man came ashore and approached the mayor and asked to receive his reward. The mayor scoffed and refused to give it to him. The Pied Piper stared at the mayor and asked for his reward one more time, but the mayor refused.
You want money? For what? The rats are gone! You did my bidding!
Okay, I got a question. What is a pied pants? When I think of a pied pants, I think of like someone that pooped their pants. Like,
you know,
I pied my pants.
Not far off. Pied actually means multicolored, like splotches of multicolors.
I pied brown in my pants.
Yeah, pied is literally like multicolor thing. You know those modern art pieces where they take a paintbrush and just flick it at the thing and do it hundreds of times? Like, art.
Like Pollock.
That's a pied.
Is it Jackson Pollock? He did splatter painting.
You know, I'm going to fact check you on that just for the fun of it. What's his name? Heidrich Pollock?
Jackson Pollock.
Wow, I suck at listening.
I actually don't know if it was Pollock. Was it?
I thought it was
Pollock. I don't know. That's why I'm pulling it up.
I'm trying to remember.
I'm Pollocking it up.
It might
be. Holy crap. Good job, Isaiah. Jackson Pollock. Abstract wall art. 72 inches. Original oil painting. $500 on Etsy. He's still kicking. Wow. But that's 72-inch painting.
He's still alive?
Splatter, Jamin?
He's still alive, it looks like. Yeah, it's like all splatter. But that's like Pied. Pied is similar to a Jackson Pollock painting. Good job, Isaiah. Good analogy. Oh, maybe he's not alive. I'm looking at all of his pictures, and they're all black and white. Yeah,
the dude died in 1956.
Holy shit. Okay. That was a hot minute ago.
Anyways.
He was from Cody, Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Why would you look at that?
Your dad jokes are on point, Jameson.
Why, thank you, my fellow.
Isn't that crazy how much his paintings go for, yet he doesn't get to see a lick of that?
That happens to the best of us. That's why I know the only way my art is going to make it is if I die in a blaze of glory. Now I first need to make some art. And then the blaze of glory. There's steps to this.
We should go to a painting class.
We should host a painting class.
Holy moly. One of his paintings worth anywhere from 12 to 18 million.
Wow. So that $500 one is probably not like an original.
And then there's one that sold for 140 million.
But it's just splatter. Oh my gosh. How many people do you think I just offended?
It's abstract.
It does look really good though.
I'll show you some splatter.
Please don't.
I'm not going to lie. They look really good, and I don't know if I could do that.
I bet you could. Adam, just a little bit of effort and a lot of sporadic movements. Did you just say ovaries?
Elbow grease.
Elbow grease. Makes more sense.
So the Pied Piper pants.
Alrighty. The thing I think about when you say Pied Piper is Silicon Valley.
So Peter, what were we saying?
Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers in his Pied pants.
Okay, so the Piper returned a few days later on St. John and Paul's Day while all the adults were at church. Dressed in a green outfit, the Piper began to walk back down the street and up toward the mountain while playing a new tune. The song was beautiful and cheerful. Then, one by one, boys and girls started to dance and run after the Piper. As soon as it started, it was over, and the city was quiet. Not only was the music gone, but there was not a hint of laughter, yelling, or children running through the streets like normal. All but three children were gone. One child was deaf and couldn't hear the music. The second was lame and couldn't dance away with the others. And the third was blind, which made it impossible to see where the other kids went. So the moral of the story, you better pay the piper.
Ooh, I've heard that one before.
Piper? I hardly know her.
Get ready to pay the piper.
I have heard that expression before. Pay the piper.
What a classic saying.
It's a very popular expression.
It is.
Well, this story is a childhood story that we all kind of grew up with, and you're probably familiar with, the Pied Piper. And I was talking to a buddy that I made from Germany, and he informed me that this is based on a true event. And there's a whole town surrounding this, and they, to this day, they stand by their fear and belief that this took place. And there's a little bit of, there's some evidence backing that up that might astonish you. So looking at the evidence, it suggests that something deeply traumatic happened in the German town on the 26th of June, 1284.
That was a while ago.
It's a while ago.
You owe me a Coke?
I ain't gonna pay that piper.
You better pay the piper.
Now, the number one piece of evidence that we have suggesting the real events took place is a stained glass window located in the town's church that had the following inscribed on it. Let's see. They were, this is Germany, the old-timey, so old-timey German, got it. In the year 1284, on the day of John and Paul, it was the 26th of June, came a colorful piper to Hamelin and led 130 children away. The date appears again in Hamelin's Town Chronicle. Again, the year is 1384. The entry simply says, "It is 100 years since our children left." You know, it's a really dark and scary time back then. This is like around the Dark Ages. So that's what I'm envisioning. And unfortunately, the window was destroyed in 1660, but thankfully we do have some pictures that they kept in the records of the town. And you can look this up. Pictures? It's a real picture. It's a big picture. Picture. Singular.
They had cameras back then?
Yep. Absolutely. They pictured it in their mind, and then they wrote it with a paint. So this is the one, and you can see the scribe up at the top, and it shows... This is one of the interesting, because there's theories about what actually took place, and we're about to get into that section here. But this is interesting because it shows the Piper leading the children up the mountain, and
I think we should bring back, have Isaiah try to translate what the picture says.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Isaiah, you take over where I was just at and tell us what we are looking at.
Okay, so on the far left, we have a giant Pied Piper guy.
Nailed it. So far, on point.
Dressed in red, white, and green, and he has a big old flute. And man, he's got a dump truck of an ass.
And he's wearing yellow, too.
Oh, is that yellow? Yeah, that might be yellow.
What'd you say it was?
White.
Well, there's white yeah, it might and be yellow.
Yeah, white and yellow. There's some white. Okay, whatever. And he's got a hat, colorful hat, and he's got some slippers that looks like. Mm. And then in the middle, it looks like we got some deers in a forest. And then we got to the bottom of that, we have a small town. Looks like it looks like the town we were talking about because the river's right next to it. And I see it looks like another little tiny Pied Piper in the boat. And upstream we got a guy fishing. He's fishing.
He's not wrong.
A fisherman. And then we got a mountain on the top right, and it looks like the Pied Piper with his little flutey flute bringing some tiny ant men or some children maybe. Children.
Tiny ant men.
I mean, compared to the city, they're giants.
And they're they're huge. It looks like...
It's not exactly to scale.
It looks like one of the... There's like a kid that is like on the ground.
Oh, that's the lame child. He couldn't make it all the way.
Okay. Yeah, he's just laying on the ground, like reaching towards the Piper.
He rolled as far as he could.
And then we got in the mountain, it looks like a giant cracked cave. Maybe that's where the Mr. Piper is taking them to. And is that a well? A wishing well next to it? Is that what I'm seeing?
I don't know what that is up there, but that actually is a good explanation of the mountain, because it is said that the child saw the mountain open up and eat the Piper and the children.
Does it look like Jabba the Hutt to anybody else?
A little bit. It's got a Jabba the Hutt. It's got a little Pizza the Hutt look to it.
One of the letters even looks like his eye on the right side, and then the mouth is like the little cracks. That's his name, right?
Weird Jabba the Hutt. The Pied Piper kind of looks like me. He's got like a mustache, brown hair.
Oh my gosh.
His face actually really looks like you.
It looks very similar to you. This is creepy.
I am the Pied Piper.
He has a really small head compared to his tree trunks of legs.
They just had some real fluffy pants back in the day. The more floof, the more highly educated you are.
More cushion for the pushing.
No, okay. But yeah, that is the town of Hamelin, Germany, there that you described, in the Piper in the river there, attracting the rats, and then the Piper going up the mountain, attracting the children. And that is funny, because I didn't ever realize that one kid was sitting there, not able to make it up the city. Not able to make it up the hill.
Gotta get different people's perspectives, you know?
Poor guy.
Oh, also, by the well, it looks like there's a cross. Maybe there's like a cemetery or something up there.
Yeah,
you see that?
It looks like a dream catcher hanging on something.
Oh, I'm seeing a cross. Very abstract looking.
So, should we get into some of the theories that we think
it... Yes.
Maybe.
Tell me what the hell happened to these younglings.
Well, we got a few ideas here. The first one is the one that they think is the most credible, and that may have actually been what happened. So they think maybe what actually took the 130 people was a plague that hit the land and killed mostly children. And the Piper was just an allegory of death. So they didn't have a lot of medical experience back then. But the story, it does take place 100 years before the Black Plague came in, which, as we know, came from rats, or more specifically the lice that were on the rats, and then jumped to people and spread it like that. So it could have been like a version of that just 100 years earlier.
Could have been a potato famine.
Could have been potato famine.
And
but this
only
is in
children
Ireland.
Ate potatoes, so...
Ugh. Was a potato famine in Germany? I thought it was in Ireland.
That was Ireland. But okay. Then the mountain opening up and eating the children might just be another metaphor for them burying them under the mountain. So we need to go to that mountain and dig. And if we find 130 bodies.
That's why there's a cross.
Oh my gosh, is there? Let's zoom in here. I think you might be right.
Yeah, to the left of that weird thingy.
Mercy. Yep. So that's one idea that a lot of people believe could be the real origins of this story.
Are we sure this isn't the Grinch?
No. And instead of Christmas, he stole all the children.
He's up on his mountain looking down over the tiny town.
And then he puts on his funny costume. This is probably where they got the story of the Grinch from.
Merry Christmas. I took your kids. You know, I could see it being a plague. I mean, it's kind of like the old, what is that? That rhyme? The
London Bridge is falling down.
Pockets full of posy.
Ring
around the rosy.
Yeah, ring around the rosy. That was like...
Ashes, we all fall down.
Yeah.
We all float down here.
You all float too.
Johnny, come swim with me. I have your boat. I didn't watch the movie.
You didn't watch either of them?
No, I did. They're fantastic.
The new ones?
They're good. Yeah. I enjoyed them. We're talking about It, by the way.
Those damn gazebos.
What happened in the gazebo?
No, she was giving him gazebos.
You mean a placebo? Yes. Wait.
That's what he calls them.
The little kid calls them gazebos.
He's like, I'm not taking these damn gazebos.
He goes up to his mom and he's like, they're gazebos.
Not ringing a bell.
Yeah, Jamin hasn't watched the movies.
You're right. I'm a fraud. It's too scary.
So yeah, I can see it being a plague, maybe, you know? Or maybe the rats, they ate them. And so they lost their food.
The rats ate the children?
No. The children. So they were eating rats for food.
Oh.
And then the Pied Piper came and he got rid of the rats. And now they didn't have any food, so...
Are these the rats of Nim?
Well, the rats who say knee? I don't know what you're talking about. The rats of Nim.
They say squeak.
The Secret of Nim. It's a movie.
Or the rats cooked for him, like in Ratatouille.
That's gotta be it.
Yeah, that's definitely it.
And as soon as the rats went away, they realized nobody actually knows how to cook. And so they ate the kids.
That's gotta be it.
That's it. Well, another theory... is that the 130 kids joined the failed children's crusade in 1212, where thousands of children set off for the Holy Land. And apparently many of them died on the way, and a lot of them were sold into slavery. So not really the most successful crusade, if you'd ask me. And another issue with this whole thing is that the crusade in 1212 took place 70 years before this event. So, yeah. Couple issues historically, but what's 70 years in the 1200s?
Yeah.
Just they weren't doing anything.
Two lives, basically.
But the weird thing is they're just so specific about the 12th of June, 1984. So, yeah, that's when they were taking the Christians... took like thousands of children up to the Holy Land trying to take it over from the Muslims. And I didn't read more into it than that, but it didn't go well.
Huh. I've never heard that story before.
Me neither. The power of Wikipedia. I was like, this isn't real. Looked it up. It's real. It's a thing.
Huh. Yeah, I feel like back then the life expectancy was probably like 30 years.
Yeah, that's probably about right. They're all just children.
Being 70 years too early, that's like two lifetimes.
Yeah, that's generations difference. And of course, we do have another theory that the Pied Piper was just a pedophile and took a bunch of kids. So maybe he was a serial pedophile and ended up taking a bunch of kids to his hidden cave in the mountains.
I could see that. That'd be weird. That'd be weird to take a lot of kids.
Pretty weird. But think about this. What if he's just really good at an instrument and he goes to this small German town and it's the first time these kids hear this instrument being played by a master and they're like just transfixed by it. And they're like, holy crap, that's amazing. I love it. Let's follow that guy. Because, I mean, every time a Humvee drives through the Middle East, the children chase after that. And that's just a humming car. This guy's playing a magical flute.
Like the Ice Cream Man?
Like the Ice Cream Man. The Ice Cream Man is the modern Pied Piper.
Oh, no way.
You want to hear something interesting?
Always.
So, apparently, back in the 1200s, if somebody lived to the age of 21 and didn't die of accident, violence or poison, they would be expected to live almost as long as men today, to about 62 to 70 years old.
Wow.
Well, yeah, because they get to the age of 21 and then they had like seven kids and they do all the hard stuff.
like, go forth, my children, and prosper the land. But
then, like, 1300 to 1400, the life expectancy was only, like, 45 because of the bubonic plague.
The bubonic.
But I'm not going to lie. Life expectancy is actually better than I thought it would be.
You know what I wish? I wish dogs lived longer. Like, why they gotta live, like, 10 to 15 years? Like, why can't they live as long as us?
Yeah. Well, you could get a pet turtle and name it Dog.
What kind of dog is this?
It's a hardback dog.
It's a box turtle, sir.
Now, should we cover the next possibility?
Yes.
So, it could also be that the children were not literal children, but they were just young adults that were born in Hamelin and immigrated to the east near Poland. So during this time, they got a lot of land back on the east, and landlords would send people across to these villages trying to bring them out and expand across the lands. And so it's thought that maybe one of them was the Pied Piper that was in question that went out and got a bunch of people and took them out of the city into another place. But I'm not buying this one because the letters and stuff that we have to go off of are so grim that it doesn't sound like these guys just moved away. It sounds like something awful happened to them.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. You know, I think it might have been... You ever see Sinister? Yeah, we've watched Sinister together.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's like. That it's a demon.
You gotta go more into detail. I've seen
that
a lot of...
lives in the tapes.
Yeah, it lives in the tapes. And he coaxes children to kill their parents, except I don't know if there's any killing of the parents in this, but, and then he takes them with him. What's that demon's name? Beluga? Bagul. And I want to say Bagul is actually a real demon.
We'll see. What I think they have on their hands is a classic village situation, where you got some creepy guys going around, but instead of red hoods and long fingernails, they play pipes, and they just take the children away.
Yeah, seems more plausible.
It's gotta be.
When you mention the landlords and stuff, isn't that there were just these people who were rich and owned all the land, and everybody just had to pay the person or work for them to live on it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's what a landlord is nowadays.
I mean, I know, but
except you don't get land, you get a tiny apartment in downtown.
But that's how they were rich. They just happened to be the owner of it because it got passed down through their family, and
that's still how they're rich. It's just straight up own this building.
Yeah, I know.
Do you maintain it? Do you maintain it? Pay me more every year. It's going to go up about 13%. Get used to it. But regardless of what this true story was, the city of Hamelin still holds on to this belief, and they really, this is their moneymaker. The Pied Piper is the moneymaker. I got to look through the city quite a bit and see what's taking place, and they've got a fantastic museum with some 3D projection and that you get to walk through it, and they've got animatronics and everything, so they fully embraced it, and this is their big tourist attraction, is the Pied Piper stole our children. And to this day, there's a street right down the middle of town where it is illegal to play music or dance on because the Pied Piper.
So I was reading this thing about the sinister demon Bagul.
Oh my gosh.
Hang on. And it's based around a false god, Moloch. His name was Moloch, and he had a ritual where he'd burn a sacrificial child alive so that Moloch could obtain the power of the child's soul.
Okay.
And yeah, so the Pied Piper could be the demon Moloch, and this demon Moloch is actually known in a lot of religions like Christianity and Judaism and paganism, Catholicism. So in the chapter Leviticus in the Old Testament, Moloch is mentioned several times. Here's a text for you. Whosoever he be of the children of Israel or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel that giveth any of his seed unto Moloch, he shall surely be put to death. Yeah.
Copy that, Red Leader.
And also, they're not quite sure why people originally began worshiping Moloch, but it's believed that sacrificing your firstborn in the dark world of witchcraft and satanic rituals could potentially give you wealth beyond your wildest dreams and a prosperous life.
Okay, wait, how are we tying this to the Pied Piper?
Because he takes children and eats their souls, and so the Pied Piper could be the demon Moloch.
Or a demon worshiper that just needed a whole life supply of children.
Yeah, that could be.
And so he took them to his cave and sacrificed them.
Holy shit, it could have been it. Pennywise, because he can, like, turn himself into different shapes, shifters.
Yeah.
And he eats children. Yeah. Yeah, that could definitely be it. But that would be an alien. It is an alien.
Oh my gosh, is the Pied Piper an alien?
Maybe.
You can never rule out aliens. We've said that from day one.
You can't rule them out. You just can't.
Never.
Well, I guess we'll, just let the listeners decide.
The legend lives on to another generation! We will probably never know because the church was destroyed and that city loves making money from their sweet little rat catcher. By the way, that's what they call him in Germany. He's not the Pied Piper, he is the Rat Catcher, which I think is a much cooler name.
I don't know, Pied Piper's pretty cool.
The Rat Catcher of Hamelin. Pied Piper. Yeah, Pied Piper's cool.
The paper.
You got to pay the troll toll.
I think there's a movie on the Pied Piper, isn't there? Like a Disney movie?
There is a Disney movie, like an old animation, like back in the early days with Pied Piper. It wasn't anything modern or like full-length feature film, but it was
a 1972 film.
Classic, though. They're really fun. Huh. That's one they've got to make like frame by frame. But yep, like Adam mentioned, I don't think we're going to ever get to the bottom of it. I think it was probably some kind of mass event that lost a bunch of lives, and the Pied Piper was just a allegory of death. But we won't know what it was that killed the children. But back then, could have been anything. Maybe they were just all playing on the riverbed and got stuck in the mud. And then the tide came in.
You know, what is it with Germany just following bad people, you know?
I don't know. You'd think they'd figure it out eventually. Hey, they're doing pretty well now, right? Who's their new leader?
It's Frank Walton Steinmeier.
Ooh, that sounds... Let's keep an eye on him.
So, that's the story of the Pied Piper, and we'll let you guys be the judges. So if you want to follow us on Instagram or Twitter, you can find us at The Unsolved Dimension. That is The Unsolved Dimension. And send us a message, interact with us, give us a like.
And if you guys want to send us an email directly and open up a conversation, get a dialogue rolling with us, any recommendations, any questions about our past episodes, then we'd be happy to get that going. And you could reach us at theunsolveddimension@gmail.com.
Yeah, and then if you guys want to get on Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review and a comment, we will give you guys a little shout out on our next episode.
So you can catch us next time on The Unsolved Dimension.
You fucking rats. It's the unfucking solved dimension.
Peace.
All you beautiful people, enjoy the rest of your week. I hope your Monday doesn't suck as bad as it normally does because we got to lighten up the day a little bit for you. Right? Mondays are rough. Everyone hates Mondays. That's still a census.
Monday, Monday, Monday.
New podcast every week on Monday, except for the weeks that we decide not to post one. All right, you guys, we will catch you next time. Good night.
Night-a-night.